We're going to begin now Mishneh Dalet and Hey in the 8th Perek of Arachin. And we're beginning with a new topic. And let me preface. The Maseches Arachin in Arachin in Mishnayis and Gemara is found in Kodshim. The section of Gemara and Mishnayis that deals with Korbanos, with sacrifice, Menachos, with Me'ila, things that involve the Kedusha of Korbanos and similarly the things that go to the Beis HaMikdash in terms of Bedek HaBayis, the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Rambam lists the halachas of Arachin and he refers to them as Hilchas Arachin v'Charamim, the halachas of Arachin and Charamim. And he lists these two topics in the section of the Yad called Haflor, in which is contained also Nidorim and Nidavos, Hilchos Shvuos, Hilchos Neziris, that which deals with the power of speech to create obligations and sanctity. The new topic we're going to have is the second phrase the Rambam uses, Hilchos Arachim the Charamim and Cherem. And the Cherem is first mentioned in Parshas Korach among the things that Kohanim receive. The Torah says, Kol Cherem b'Yisrael l'choyiyat. Hashem says to Aaron, Kol Cherem, any Cherem in Israel will belong to you. And we're going to see now that a Cherem is something which a person again makes a statement about. Sometimes Charamim might have a kedusha to them, if they're at least kedushas domim. If the cherem is for the bedek habayis, is for the maintenance of the beis hamikdash. But if the cherem stam charamim, we paskin that stam charamim go to kohanim. There doesn't seem to be any implicit kedusha in the cherem. Just that it's a financial gift that the Torah gives to kohanim. Mishneh Dalet, Machrim Adam, and again the Estam Cherem, ordinary Cherem without specification, goes to the Kohanim. It's a Machlokis, but that's how we paskin. Machrim Adam Mitzono, Machrim Adam Mitzono, the Rav says, Mitzah Sono, a Mahari Hain Cherem, Venosin the Kohen. He gives some of his flock. A lot of the points here in this Mishnah are that certainly the Chachila, one is not allowed to machrim all of his property. But if he does machrim all of his property, the cherem takes effect, but he's not supposed to do so. Machrim odem mitzono from his sheep, umibekoro from his cattle, miavoda from his non-Jewish slaves, umishivchosav from his non-Jewish maidservants, hakananim, who were Canaanites, umisteach uzaso, or from his family field, v'imhechrim es kulam, einam michramim divri Rabbi Elozer. Rabbi Elozer maintains if a person was machrim all of his property, or any given part of his property, all of that type, the cherem doesn't take effect. Amar Rabbi Elozer ben Azariah, Ma'im l'gavoa ein orim mashre l'hachrim es kol nechosov alachas kama v'kama shehi adam chayiv lios chosel nechosov. If in terms of things giving to Hashem, a person is not permitted to be machriv, machrim ul is nechosim to the berek habayis, so how much more so that a person should be careful with his own property not to give it to everything over to the kohanim. So the Rav explains the Mishnah, v'imhechrim es kulan shlo shir liatz moklum. He didn't leave himself anything. So the first opinion in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lozer, says, enu mochramim do makroa, he has a pasuk. Mikol shalom mi'odam u'misteach u'zoso, from all, from meaning not all, but from all, part of all. And from his field, his of inheritance, or his familial field, Mikola Sherlo, so Elu Metatlin, from all that he has, these are movable objects, Vlokol Metatlin.
May Adam Elu Avodah V'Shivchosav Kananim Below Kulam. His Canaanite servants, male and female, but not all of them. U'Misteach Uzasov Below Kula, and not all of his field. Bein Halachik Rablos Ben Azaria. L'Chadchila Lo Yachrim Es Kulam. To begin with, he should not be machrim all of his property, all his possessions. Avlim hechrim muhramim. But b'diavad, if he did so, if he didn't listen to this advice, the advice of the Torah, perhaps there's an Easter involved, because the Torah tells you may from part of it, but not from all of it. Avlim hechrim muhramim. But if he is machrim at all, the cherim takes effect, and he loses his property. Lios chosel nechosov. The person shouldn't waste his properties, giving them over to an ordinary man, the kohen, even though the kohen is an important person. But nevertheless, his property can be put to better use, and there are a whole lot of things he can do with his property. To a person here, hedyot means an ordinary person, as opposed to hektish, let's say. That's Mishnah Dalit. Then Mishnah Hay tells us, Hamachrim beno ubito. If a person is machriv, he gives over to the Kohanim his son, ubito, his daughter, avdo v'shivchoso hoivrim, or his male or female Hebrew servants, ustei miknoso, or a field that he purchased, enum muhramim. These are not given over to the Kohanim. Shein Adam Machrim Dover Sheno Shelo. He doesn't have control, you know, in terms of perhaps in Kedushin, unlike by his daughters that when they're young, he has control. But totally past maturity, he doesn't have control. They don't belong to him. And it can be Machrim, that's not something that's not his. He doesn't own his Hebrew slave or his Hebrew maidservant either. There's no kinyan agufin in them. Now kohenim b'levim einam machrimim. I'm going to go back a second. Ustei miknoso, and his field that he purchases, since he has to give that field back at the yovel, so it's not his. It's not really his either. So he can't be machrimit. Kohenim b'levim einam machrimim. Kohanim and Levim are not allowed to be machrim. Every Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says they can't be machrim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, HaKohanim Enum machrimim. Kohanim can't be machrim. Shacharamim Shalahem, because again, Stam Achramim go to the Kohanim. So the Kohanim belongs to them. So he's machrim, it goes to the Kohanim. But here, it goes straight to himself. So he's not accomplishing anything. He'd be the Kohen who would receive it, his own property. So he gains nothing. Halevim machrimim, even though they're from the Shevet of Levi, Levim can be machrim because she'ein hachramim shalhem, because stam chramim, ordinary chramim, are given over to Kohenim and not to Levim. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, nirim divrei Rebbe Yehuda bekarkos. Now, sometimes in the Mishnah, when it says Rebbe says it near him, means that's what Rebbe says he thinks is correct. Here, the Mishnah is saying that to Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Yehuda's bar pluk, the Rebbe Yehuda's adversary here in the Mishnah, that Rebbe is saying that near him, the Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, I mean, in the words of Rebbe Shimon, Bekarkos, Shinemar, Ki Achuzus Olam Hilohem. That Levim also have it says Achuzas Olam, a permanent possession, and as a result, they can't give that over to Kohanim. The Rav says Nirin Divrei Rebbe Yehuda Hochi Kamar, Nirin Divrei Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Yehuda's position seems correct. Rebbe Shimon, the Mudal Rebbe Shimon Rebbe Yehuda Vesover Kamosu Bekarkos. The Rebbe Shimon agrees with Rebbe Yehuda by land. Below Dibe Reb Shimon Elam Metaltlin. Reb Shimon is talking about movable objects, Metaltlin. Fishina Chromim Shal Levim, because Chromim don't go to the Levim. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar Hukshu Metaltlin Liste Yahuza. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Torah makes a connection between the movable objects and the Ste Yahuza. The Ksiv, because it says, Mikola Shalomi Odomu Behemo Miste Yahuza So. Mastiyachuza ein halaviyim machrimim. The stiyachuza. Now we see that even Reb Shimon agrees they're not. They can be machrim. Tivki yachuza solam hilahem. Af betaltlan ein leviyim machrimim. Reb Shimon lesli hayhekesha. Rabbi Shimon doesn't have this connection. Doesn't learn this connection. Ubi nachis Rebbe, and he says something very interesting. Since Rebbe spent time to explain the position milsid Reb Shimon, it doesn't explain fully the position of Reb Yehuda. The memo de Rebbe, when he explains Reb Shimon what he agrees to Reb Yehuda with and what he doesn't. Ubi menechlo olav shmamino halochak Reb Shimon, and that's how the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos also says, "Rebbe lo bir daito of Rebbe Yehuda, b'maimer zeh lofikoch, ein halacha k'Rebbe Yehuda. The halacha is not like Rebbe Yehuda." However, the Tosfos Yom Tov argues on the Rav over here and on the Rambam, and he says, "Elovadai the Tosfos Yom Tov says halacha k'Rebbe Yehuda k'amar, v'hochi k'amar Rebbe Yishamar shenirin kula lo beir daito." Kreb Shimon, ulefichach halacha Kreb Yehuda, kedekaimelon Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon halacha Kreb Yehuda. So the Tosfos Yom Tov argues in the Rav, and he says that the we follow a general principle that the machlokas Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, the halacha is like Reb Yehuda, and that's the end of Mishnah Hey.